because I actually went to film school for 2 years.
Oh, cool.
Why am I fucking hate? Why did I just say that like that?
Ew, what film a douche.
School I actually, you said I actually went to film school.
Yeah,
actually. Like, hey, actually, look, I actually know what I'm talking about
actually.
Here.
Hey, welcome to Shit They Don't Tell You. It's a CastBox original produced in partnership with Studio 71.
CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android. You know that, Nikki?
I didn't know that. I wish someone had told me.
Well, that's where you can find all your favorite podcasts, don't you know?
And you can listen to Shit They Don't Tell You wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
No, it is the best.
That's right, Steve.
I like it better than my wife.
Excuse me?
But that's not hard. Cue laugh track, please.
Cue intro.
Please.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
What's up? Welcome to the Shit They Don't Tell You podcast. I'm Steve Green.
I'm Nikki Limo.
And we are joined today by Matoki Maxted.
What's going on, guys?
He is a YouTuber. He's a creator. He's the host of Exposed, which is a rival podcast.
Mm-hmm. A rival.
competing podcast.
It's actually also a CastBox original, this so I hope you'll be listening on CastBox.
And that's where it's extra competition because we're all on the same platform.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all competing for attention, for homepage. Exposure.
That's true. On the little the thing at the top.
Yeah.
Have you been on there a bunch?
I was on there a little bit.
We've been on there a bunch, a ton.
Like more than me, huh?
Yeah. Like I was embarrassed. I was like, this is a lot.
Like, they gave us a medal for how much we were featured.
Oh, no kidding.
And I was like, I don't need this medal. There's too many medals.
Oh, yeah.
They gave me one of those participation awards.
We saw those in the office. Yeah.
That says a lot. Now that I think about it.
Well, thanks for doing this, man.
Thank you for having me.
Can you describe your podcast to all the people so that they'll go to there instead?
Well, like you said, it's called Exposed because we like to kind of reveal.
Expose yourself?
Yeah. One of our little slogans is we actually film it and record it completely naked.
Okay. Wow.
Which is a blatant lie.
Yeah.
However, yeah, we just like talk about our stories or reveal certain things about our lives and stuff like that. It's fun.
You're naked emotionally.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's tight. That's good branding. That's better branding.
Yeah.
I need that. It's going to be right under the name.
Yeah.
Well, today I wanted to talk about the topic of burnout because I saw your video that you did about how you quit YouTube and how just like the pressure of creating just it kind of feels like once your hobby becomes a job, it just kind of makes you hate it. It makes you hate everything. And I feel like that's a really relatable topic right now. I feel like a lot of YouTubers are experiencing that. And even if you're not a YouTuber, you can experience burnout in whatever field you're in, whether it's school or work or anywhere that you like had goals and ambitions and then it turned into torture. So let's talk about that.
All for it. Yeah. I'll say, one of the biggest things for me was realizing that it was like the transition from like a hobby to more of like a job was when I dropped out of college.
Mm.
So that was like a big realization.
By the way, dropping out of college is our next episode. So
hey, stay tuned, everyone. Yeah. I like to keep everything like lighthearted and fun when I make like YouTube videos and anything content online. Mm-hmm. I hate that word.
I love
content.
That though. I know. I'm so glad you agree. That's
how
gives
we filter our
freaking
friends. If you go content, we're like you're cool. And if they're like my content, like, okay, you're in this basket.
Yeah, we've
over
had
here.
Some of those people.
It's great. Yeah. Fuck those guys.
Fuck those guys. Go back and listen to all our podcasts and listen for who.
See if you
took
can figure out who it is. It's really not that hard.
Real friends are. Yeah.
I probably didn't even post those.
Whoa! Too real.
Just, yeah.
All right. Anyway, when you're creating your content.
Right. Like
which,
to
by the way,
fun.
I think is actually really great. I like your channel. I think you have a real tone to you. You don't do the like YouTube-y like, hey guys.
Yeah.
Hey guys, what's up?
Guys, what's up? And I'm going to say guys a lot during this video. Guys,
I love that shit, man.
All the gamers say guys the whole time. They don't even say anything else. They just say guys the whole time.
Oh, there's girls watching too.
Yeah.
Come on.
2018,
hey,
what's up?
Hey,
it's
y'all.
Just so bro vibey to me that it just makes me want to punch through the thing. You know?
There's non-binaries watching too.
Yeah.
Like,
it's true.
Those are those gamer chairs that already make me hate you because you're like, you're in a gamer chair that looks like a race car.
It's like, are you driving? I don't
get
it.
Yeah, what is this?
It's like always red or like
always red. Always violently whatever
super,
the color it is.
They're super cool though.
Yeah, they're great.
That's why you
are
get
they comfortable?
Hating.
I've never sat in them.
I've heard they're ergonomically great.
Oh. Wow.
I sat in a couple at Maker Studios back in the
Please
day.
Please say that name or that word again and again. It
ergonomically
really,
really nice.
Turns me on.
Oh, you don't like ergonomics?
It really turns
I think you
me
of
on.
All people with bad back problems would love ergonomics. You should look into it.
But I specifically won't do it because it's nerdy.
Okay, well, you're going to live with a bad back forever.
I'd rather have a bad back than be a fucking nerd.
I get it.
I'm all for ergonomics because, like, they have certain mouses or, like, mice. I don't know.
The mice. Yeah, they do, like, all kinds of stuff for your hands and stuff, right?
Wireless or keyboards. And I even got a, like, back massager. That's ergonomic.
Yeah, those are tight. Are you a gamer? You play games?
I actually hate video games, but
you do.
An exception with Fortnite because I'm one of those guys.
Oh, you're that guy? Yeah. I get it. But do you like it, though?
I actually really enjoy it. That's why.
See, here's the thing. I would really like it if I didn't just suck complete ass at it. Like, I'm so bad at it.
That's why I like watching you, though. That's why I want you to start a gamer channel, because I just like watching you suck ass.
Mm. She does, because she sits there and laughs while I play Fortnite. I'm like, don't laugh at me. I'm trying to actually be good at this game.
Yeah, that's why. Because that's how he is in life. He's so confidently bad.
Oh, fair.
I'm competitive as hell. That's the thing. Like, I want it. I'm playing something, I want to be the best at it. And so then I'm just like, you know, it's just really
He'll confidently
depressing.
Say that he's going in the right direction and correct me on it and then be in the complete opposite direction.
Dude, the first time I played that game, I was stalking. I was like, oh shit, I'm about to fucking own this fool over here. And I was like, I could see him behind the tree. I was like, it says your name, you fucking idiot. It says your fucking name. And then I'm like circle straight, like firing at him, and he's not going down. I'm like, what the shit is this shit? And I didn't realize that he was on my team.
Yeah.
And that's why I could see him.
That'll but at first I got to make fun of him because I said he was a bad aim. And so he really believed that that was what was happening.
Yeah.
Dude, so. I'm like somebody's grandma playing a video game. Like, it's sad. Yeah. But I want to know. I want to
do it. Right. So does the grandma.
No, I need to. I haven't done that. I was trying to like figure it out so that when I live stream,
we couldn't even figure out how to live stream. And they're so technologically challenged.
It is hard, man. I had even my brother come over and try to help me live stream. He was like, yo, dude, I'm tapping out, but
really?
Yeah, he couldn't figure it out. He's pretty technically proficient.
Yeah.
There's so much software.
Just like we have outdated stuff on because we're old, because we don't.
There's
know
like
how
nine
like
steps to do that shit.
Mm-hmm. Like my parents still watch DVRs, and it's like, it's like that's how we are with technology that's of now.
So do you do that obviously on your channel, right?
Live stream?
Yeah.
No, but or I have Twitch. Tried it out a little bit.
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
Like Facebook live streaming and stuff like that.
I see. So you were just live streaming for the funsies.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. But that's like how your content started, is that you were just doing it for fun. Like, you weren't like, I want to be a famous YouTuber.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, right? You just kind of have fun playing around. Because I started out making videos because I wanted to be like an actor or film like creator.
Same.
So yeah, you know, it's like, it's like YouTube is the best outlet for that when you have nowhere else. Like,
right, when you're not getting opportunities, it's like, instead of waiting for the phone to ring, you're like, well, let me just put myself out there and like create some stuff that that I'm really good at, and I'm sure I won't regret it later.
Yeah, you're just chilling at home and like you hear a doorbell and it's like, hey, CBS, here.
ABC's,
yeah, right.
What's up? We just wanted to make a video with
like,
you.
I put the out, best like, shit too YouTube is,
because I know a lot of tubers over the years, and I've worked with all the biggest guys at
you
some point.
And girls.
The tubers, yeah. And girls,
yes.
Sure.
And
but,
girls.
But the guy, mostly work with the biggest guys, frankly. And I remember one of the guys, he was telling us, I was in a writer's room, and he was telling us how he was the most watched YouTuber at the time. And he was like, he had on his headshot, on the back of his headshot, it said, Blankety Blank is the most popular entertainer in the world, who has more views than Jay Leno, David Letterman at the time, you know, all these guys, Conan O'Brien, all these guys combined. And I was like, dude, that's crazy. I was like, so you've been, like, you're the most popular entertainer. Like, all these people have seen your stuff then. All these people in Hollywood have seen you, and they don't want anything to do with you. Do you ever think about it like that?
Yeah.
Do you ever think about the converse to that? Whoa. Like, if all these millions, hundreds of millions and billions of views you have, how come nobody's knocking on your door going, let's do a thing?
No, it's 100% correct.
But they don't do that math.
No.
They just do the I'm awesome math, and it works out perfectly every time. It's so fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, when you have a lot of fans, like, constantly reaffirming that, too. There's, like, a bunch of yes-men, like, millions of yes-men all around you.
It was like an 11-year-old kid.
I know, but it doesn't matter because you're just reading text. So in their head, it's whoever, whatever
going
age
like,
they
yo,
want.
Yo, dude, I just watched Louis C.K. special, and you're so much funnier. It's like,
yeah.
Nope. And they're like,
I crunch the numbers, guys. It's true.
They're like, look, if you look. All these kids are saying I'm funnier than Louis C.K. Yeah. I think it is.
But they don't see them as kids. That's the problem.
I know.
It's like, since it's just words on a page, you see them as adults. Like, you see them as you commenting.
Well, that's the other thing. So I was in a writer's room with the same person, and it was like, I kept on saying, well, the kids are going to like this joke. And he's like, well, can I just stop you real quick, Steve? Like, they're not kids. He's like, you could look at my analytics. And it says 18 to 35. That's my predominant audience. And I said, okay, buddy, but you got to listen to this part of it. When I was a 12-year-old, 11-year-old kid and I was signing up for shit online, I would backdate my fucking age too because I want to see titties and cool stuff.
100%.
Who didn't do that?
He didn't do that actually in his videos.
Yeah, what an honest man.
He said he was a good kid. Yeah.
I would watch. I didn't sign him for accounts.
Oh, yeah, you can get an account. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
who does that?
Yeah.
Who's the honest kid who does that?
Yeah.
That kid gets beat up at school and then he doesn't do that anymore.
Fucking nerd.
Yeah.
When I was on an Eminem message board, I used to say I was 16 when I was 13.
Badass.
Because if you're 16,
such a good girl,
you could drive.
Badass.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh but yeah, God. You started doing YouTube for the funsies, right? And
no,
then 100%. All of a sudden you're like, whoa, I guess a bunch of people found me. What do I do?
Yeah, yeah. And like learning to like cater to an audience or like how to balance what you want to do
right.
with
that is
what
the
other people want to
see.
Yeah. How do you guys deal with that?
So we don't.
Yeah. Yeah. I gave up.
I just cry constantly. yeah, I just feel like a lot of YouTubers are going through the same thing right now because a lot of times you'll get found through Discovery based on a certain format that you do, and then that format will become popular. And then you kind of grow out of it and you want to do new things. But whenever you do new things, people are like, why aren't you doing that old thing that we love? And so it really like hinders you creatively because and then you just get sadder and sadder and mm-hmm. you start dreading filming and all the things that you used to love to do. It's now like I swear I'm getting sick every time I have to film a video. Like I'm like, oh no, I can't film. I'm getting so sick right now.
Yeah.
And it's only the certain type of format that I do that I used to love, and now I just feel like it's a chore, and I want to do these other videos. But whenever I do the ones I love, people aren't like as into them. And also, but I'm really happy doing them.
Right.
And so it's like, do I choose happy?
No, absolutely not. You have to hate yourself.
We never do. We never choose happy.
Right, and I completely agree.
Yeah,
because like you have so many waves of emotions come after you, like when you're trying to film a video, knowing like, oh, I'm gonna have to edit this and stare at myself for fucking.
That's the worst part of it.
And then you're like, oh, what if people don't like it? What if people want to watch my other stuff? And it's just it's such a pain in the ass. Like
go ahead.
I was going to say, like, because Steve, I noticed that on your channel, for example, like these podcasts come out.
Yeah, they hate it. They hate it. Let's be honest. I don't care. That's all I got is honesty.
Yeah, but you enjoy doing the podcast, for example.
I do. I love it. It's very fun.
Yeah, we love doing this.
And it's like a different format, but that's just not what people are used to. It's still you.
They don't want
to
click on it, right? Like my audience who's there for me, they want to see me fuck with people. And I get that. I really do. But it's just so much harder to do now. I can't go to Venice Beach anymore with the camera crew. Everyone knows. Like that people are making money on YouTube now, and so they run after you to permit you. Like I can't just go set up and do a thing anymore. Like it's impossible.
Yeah.
So yeah, I had to, I'm trying to figure out another way to do it, but it's really tough without a full staff of people, production stuff that I used to have.
Yeah.
So it's, I gotta find a way to still make my thing, which is just me.
Yeah.
But it's tougher to do that because they're expecting like this higher production thing. And it's not that they're expecting higher production. They don't give a fuck about that really. Mm-hmm. They just want me to be fucking with people in the way that I have to do a higher production.
Yeah.
So it's harder for me to execute.
Right. I always think that's interesting too. Is like I always think that there needs to be a certain level of quality within a video. But genuinely, people don't give a shit.
They hate it.
Yeah.
But okay, here's the thing. Do you find this like people that started their channel with low production quality, they don't have to like live up to this like standard. But I feel like if you started your channel a while ago, like we started when it was like sketch was popular. So like it just feels that I feel that pressure because since I started at this quality and now I'm doing this quality, like I never feel like it's good enough.
Yeah.
And I also sometimes like just want to talk. Like I just kind of like I get jealous of the people that just can open up and talk on their channel. But I feel like on my main channel, I have to be fun or like entertaining. You know, it has to be entertaining. Like why would I bring the mood down with a bummer? Like, hey guys, let's talk about depression today. You know?
Yeah, but
sometimes
then
I
you
just
see,
want to fucking talk about
but
depression.
But then you see other people doing it and they're killing it.
I know, but like but their whole channel's like that. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
And then I'm like, ooh, if I talk about something serious and I'm like cool with it. Does now like when I joke, the people are like, I can't believe you're joking about that after you just did this video where you were
depression is not
opening
a joke.
Up about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I like kill yourself jokes.
We miss them. I used to say kill yourself all the time. It was so funny.
Like,
when I was a kid.
But it's like a trigger now or whatever. But I have experiences with that, and for me it helps me take the weight off of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
100%.
That's the way that I process it. But you're like not allowed to joke about it if you've like come out and like said something serious about it.
Yeah,
you know?
Whatever. I don't care.
I know, but that's but those are and these are all pressures in your head, but they all lead to the burnout because it's like instead of just having fun with it, now you're thinking about all of these things. I actually found the definition of burnout. Do you want to? Do you
wanna hear it? Let's hear it.
Just for those people that are like, okay, I'm not a YouTuber. I don't get any of this any of this stuff. Okay, so. Definition of burnout is burnout is a state of chronic stress that leads to physical and emotional exhaustion, cynicism and detachment, and feelings of ineffectiveness and lack of accomplishment.
Was I burned out at 5 years old? Like I've been cynical that, like for the whole time. I'm always like, what happened to me? Like, why am I cynical? Mm-hmm. Like I had such a great life so far, like what the hell am I? Why am I cynical? But I just think it's just because I see the math when I
exactly
I see the bullshit of
that's
of
exactly
things.
It. Yeah. That's what I was gonna mm-hmm. say is that like just so many people are so full of shit, and then you just get.
But then that sounds jaded and
I
cynical.
I know it does sound jaded, yeah. But
it sounds like we're jealous of people. Or
no,
something.
I know.
But I'm like I've been this way my whole life.
No, me too. I don't really. I think I'd be happier if I could just like. Be one of them. Maybe I am jealous. Maybe I'm jealous that I can't just bullshit and be okay with it.
Well, because right. I've been criticizing you know? YouTube since for as long as I've been on the platform. Because it's funny. Like uh-huh. I see the inside, the inner workings of like this machine and how like full of shit a lot of people are and how great a lot of people are too. Like you're a really nice guy. Oh, I like your stuff. So it's tough to. I'm like no. There's some people who are really full of it, like really big time.
Yeah.
And it's just fun. It's not like I want to take them down and destroy their lives or anything. It's actually funnier that they're super popular because it just makes sense to me in a cynical way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, 100%.
And I don't. It's not like I don't know. I remember always remembering to. Take note of where I'm at, where it's like I remember I would go to the mall and people would come up and say hi or whatever, and I remember being like I can't like this, I'm not allowed to like this because one day it won't happen anymore and then I will be sad if it doesn't happen.
Oh, so you have a fear of losing anything good that happens.
Yeah. I have severe attachment issues.
That's
big time.
Yeah, I was gonna say because I have the same thing, but it's more like I just don't want to be like full of myself. So that's interesting that you're like, no, I just don't want to lose it.
Yeah.
Because well, I don't want to put myself at a. Yeah.
I don't want to appear full of myself ever. I'm definitely not full of myself. And I don't want to appear that way because I know so many people who have been that way throughout the YouTube journey. And then watching them flame out has been unbelievable.
You get some satisfaction, don't you?
Well, sure. But I mean, you know, people probably watching this are like, you flamed out, Steve. But I'm like, dude, I mean, I just started doing other shit. Like I was parlaying like long before, like on the tubes.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was doing movie stuff and been working on writing stuff. So
yeah. And just because we have something online doesn't mean that we're not doing something offline.
Right.
You know what I mean? We're always working on other stuff.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we were telling ourselves.
Yeah.
We're
playing Fortnite. All night.
Exactly. But then there's some people out there who I know who are great people. They really are. But like they're just waiting for the next like pseudo thank you God brand deal to come in for like some watch company that doesn't know that they're not big anymore. And they get so excited for the payday that is like barely their rent. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, then I'll only have to do that. And it's like, damn, dude, like that just makes me. Damn, you know what I mean? I just feel terrible because it's like they're just sitting there in limbo waiting for like. I don't know, some shoe company to be like, yo, dude, will you do this for $300? And they're like, absolutely, hell yeah.
I can't believe I'm a professional Instagrammer. That's so cool. Yeah,
right, yeah. Mm. So it just gets to the point of burnout. You want to talk about burnout? Like that's where it's like you're the dust at the end of the exhaust pipe, dog.
Yeah.
And it gets pretty dark.
People just like start going down in quality after a while, and then they're just kind of like content with it. And people obviously notice that, and that's why they stop.
Well, because they're not passionate about it anymore.
Oh, yeah.
It's now like just they're going through the motions because they're scared to venture off and do something else because then their audience will hate them. It's like damned if you do, damned if you don't. But if you stay and like you're not passionate about the thing that they love you for, then they also hate you.
But when the tube space, like the tube, the great tubes, like the great building of tubes, like when they decide that you, it's like we're algorithmically not going to favor your channel because you're not posting every single fucking day. It's like, how do you keep quality and your sanity and you post every single day? Like, it's like, dude.
That's such a pain in the ass because you never really know. Because, I mean, YouTube doesn't even fucking know.
Yeah.
No.
Because it's all AI now.
Exactly. We talked about AIs last time on our podcast. And I was like, they don't even have control over it anymore.
We heard that YouTube don't even have no control over the AI now. It's crazy, dude.
They're firing the CEO
they don't
next
have
week.
Right?
The AI fired the CEO, dude.
It's crazy.
I picture like that South Park episode where they find out how Family Guy is made, and like there's just a bunch of seals like picking balls.
Oh,
and,
the
like,
manatees all, thing.
Yeah, the manatees. That's I picture that being YouTube headquarters now. Mm, it's like they don't. You don't even know like what makes a video popular. Just like a bunch of manatees pick balls. And
have you ever talked to a YouTube rep before on the phone? Have you talked to those?
Yes. Yeah.
Isn't it entertaining how they don't, they can't do anything for you?
They don't
like,
tell you anything.
They don't tell you anything.
They all
like,
the same
did we help you today? And it's like, no. No. It's not your fault though. You seem like a nice person. I want you to get fired.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I know that you can't tell me anything because I know you guys don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
It's so interesting.
Everything, all the answers are vague and like they can't, yeah.
It's like an Indian call center when I'm calling for computer help. It's like, you know, hey, man, I don't know what the hell. I don't know what your issue is, but I just want to get you off the freaking phone.
Right. No, it's true.
Okay. So a lot of times people try to solve the burnout by taking time off, which is like, you know, you did that naturally. Mm-hmm. Like people do that or people think like, oh, I'm working too much. So I need to take time off to recharge my batteries. But then when they come back, they find like, and they still don't like it. Like they're still like burnt out. And that's because according to Psychology Today, .com, not sponsored. Burnout is not simply a result of long hours. The cynicism, depression, and lethargy of burnout can occur when you're not in control of how you carry out your job, when you're working towards goals that don't resonate with you, and when you lack social support. If you don't tailor your responsibilities to match your true calling, or at least take a break once in a while, you could face a mountain of mental and physical health problems. Hmm. Which, like, it's just slowly creeps up on you. It's not like you wake up and it's like, I'm burnt out. It's like, oh, how come every day is like Everest?
Right. Can't just take a vacation weekend.
Does it feel like that to you?
No, I feel like, yeah, that's definitely true. That's interesting. I was like, just listening to that, I was like, oh, fuck. Well, that checklist.
Right? When I was doing, like, research on it this morning, I was like, oh, fuck, I am burnt out. I was in kind of in denial. I was kind of like, no, I'm finding new things and it's great, but then like there's
your person who's coping with
definitely
with burnout.
Yeah. Like it's like chronic fatigue. You're always tired for no reason.
Oh,
I'm
that's
like,
for sure. That's you.
Yeah. I'm constantly tired. I'll sleep for 10 hours and
it's
then
funny.
Need, like,
every time
five
we're about
naps.
To have sex, she's always like, I'm very tired.
So funny. So weird. It's
weird?
Burnout. It's not. Yeah. It's
burnout.
Not you, baby.
That's what I'm being told by WebMD and by this website.
I showed him proof.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't know.
So what did you do when you took time off?
Honestly, I chilled. I tried doing new things. So, for example, I started a company where I was making a new YouTube channel that was unrelated to me.
Yeah.
I guess I might appear in it or whatever, but it's basically somewhat similar to your BuzzFeed or your like watch cut video, like that kind of.
So you were like company. Producing.
Yeah, I was doing production because I actually went to film school for 2 years.
Oh, cool.
Why am I fucking hate? Oh, why did I just say that like that?
Ew, what
film
a
school
douche.
I actually, you said I actually went to film school.
Yeah, actually.
Like, hey, look, I actually know what I'm talking about
actually.
Here.
Listen, guys, these mics are actually negative 2 dB lower than they should be right
now. You know, you're making a joke right now, but you were talking about the, these like chargy things that I don't even know what they're called. Phantom power.
I love it.
But right, like, so I did that whole thing. I ended up dropping out, but that's a whole nother story. And anyways, I love film, and that's why I went into it in the beginning. So I thought maybe I can kind of channel that out doing producing or stuff behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Because I always did behind the scenes to do my YouTube videos anyways, but I was also in front of the camera. And like I said, Matt, earlier, like editing yourself is such a pain in the ass.
God.
And so
it's
like having
worst.
Other people in front of it is kind of nice where you get to be like, oh, yeah, you should do this. Like this will do great because I have like experience, whatever that might mean from like my past experiences. I did that. What else did I do? Honestly, I did a lot of reflection. A lot of smoking weed.
Great.
You know, the huge.
Yes, out at the beach and shit.
How else do you reflect?
Yes.
You're not able to.
Exactly. And I did take time off, and I tried, like, figuring out why I hated so much, like, what I started doing. Or, like, because I filmed multiple videos within that break, but I ended up trashing them because I just wasn't happy with them or I couldn't get through editing yet.
Right.
And it wasn't the case, like, where I would just be, oh, I should just have an editor or something like that. That wasn't the like
it was just
the
like
problem.
You didn't.
Not good enough. You're like, this sucks.
That
happens to us too, yeah.
Yeah, for me, whenever that happens, because that happened a lot in the beginning of this year, I filmed like at least 5 videos in a month that I just couldn't edit and I like would redo them and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I didn't believe myself. Like the voice that was talking, I'm like, I don't believe that. Like that shit doesn't really feel like that. Yeah. And it just didn't really, like it says, like it didn't resonate with you anymore. And it used to, but it just didn't anymore.
It's almost a byproduct of making yourself film. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where it's like, you feel like, I don't even believe what I'm saying, but I know I have to get a video out. Like that kind of shit.
I always quit for a day. Do you ever do this? Okay, so this is like whenever I feel completely burnt out, like I'm so frustrated. I don't want to film. I don't want to edit. I just want to quit. Like because a lot of people just want to quit all the time. You know, you always feel that way. I let myself quit. Like I'm like, okay, we're quitting today. Today we quit. We don't tell anybody, but quit.
Why didn't you film and put it up on YouTube and say, well, I'm quitting YouTube?
That's always a big deal. Come
on.
How do you not know
that? It worked. It was great.
Yeah, that's the best. Why I'm quitting YouTube. And then your thumbnail is you like this.
Looking off camera.
I love that shit.
It's like when I went vegan for a year and I never made a video saying like, I'm going vegan. When people, tons of views were happening on those videos. But I was like, no, but I don't know if I could stay it. And it's not true if I, you know, I'm have too much integrity, Steve.
Yeah. Well, all that integrity doing a lot for you.
Yeah, right? What do you mean? I'm getting like 20,000 views a video.
Yeah, there you go.
It's great. I need everything.
But then somebody listens to this right. Like, oh man, fuck you, I'm barely getting 200 and I was pretty proud of myself.
No, it's not that. It's that, okay, so I started a second channel that was like growing and the ratio of views to subscribers was like pretty good. It was like everyone that was subscribing was watching the videos. But then on my main channel, it's just like, I have more subscribers, but like almost the same amount of views as the like second channel has a fraction amount of the subscribers, so it gets in your head. And I think that's what, for me, that's what burnout was, is that like I wanted to create videos because I love it and it's fun, and then I found myself so consumed with numbers because it makes me feel like I'm failing somehow, even though that wasn't the goal anyway. And then it's like social pressures, like where you go to this, to a party or to an event or whatever, and it never used to be about numbers, but because everybody's on social media now, everybody has a following and everyone has this, they look you up and it's like you're a walking number.
Oh, yeah.
And I just got really self-conscious about that and like in my head about it. And then it wasn't really fun to like make more videos because it's like, oh, if people don't watch this, like, oh, I don't know. Like, what can make people watch this? I don't know. And I don't want it to be that way.
Yeah. And for me, it's like, it makes no sense whatsoever financially, where it's like, okay, so I'm going to go to the Venice Board Buck with a camera guy that I paid and a sound guy that I pay. And then I'm going to film a video and I'm going to post it. And then it's going to maybe get demonetized. Like, there's like a 50-50 chance, right? And especially with me, it's like 70-30 chance that I'll get demonetized, which, by the way, all of my videos have been demonetized.
Nice.
Every single one. Yeah. Thank you. It's pretty tight. So then it's like, well, man, so I got a 30% chance that I can even make money on my own video that I just filmed. It's like, it's dumb. So welcome to podcasts. Hi, everybody. Yeah, Steven.
Oh, shit. Has it shut off?
Yeah, damn. Perfect. Perfect timing for
thanks,
that.
Thanks, YouTube.
On that note, we are going to cut for a commercial break. Maybe if we have like an ad. Do we have an ad?
We do. We always
do we have
an ad.
A sponsor?
We always have a sponsor.
Hopefully we have a sponsor. We need to pay these bills.
Yeah, we do. We need it.
Hey, so today's episode is sponsored by Green Chef. What is Green Chef? Well, Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company that includes everything you need to easily cook delicious meals that you can feel good about.
And meal plans include paleo, vegan, vegetarian, keto, gluten-free, omnivore, and carnivore. You want to know how Green Chef works?
Yeah, I do.
Well, recipes are quick and easy with step-by-step instructions, chef tips, and photos to guide you along.
And there's something for everyone. With Green Chef, it's easy to maintain a specialty diet and enjoy exciting new options.
Deliciousness gets delivered. Green Chef expert chefs design recipes with gourmet flavor you typically only find in restaurants.
Why are you shouting at me?
Look, I need you to get this, okay?
This is so jarring.
I'm trying to get through to you.
Okay, it's convenient and easy, all right? Green Chef thinks dinner should be planned around your life and not the other way around, and I agree.
I fully agree with that statement.
The dish that I'm like really excited about because it seems really dope is the paella with tofu chorizo.
Ooh, I like a chorizo.
It's mostly just really fun to say. Paella, tofu chorizo.
I'm getting hungry.
It's kind of sexy.
It is sexy. But it's only because you're saying it. If I say it, it's not sexy anymore.
I think it's a double entendre too.
Look,
that chorizo.
Paella, chorizo. See?
We can move on.
So if you want to check out Green Chef, go to greenchef.us/YOU, like you, you know what I mean?
But not the letter U.
No, like
Y-O-U.
Like Y-O-U.
Yeah.
And then you can check out Green
Chef
that way.
Spell it out to get $50 off
Yeah, if you go to that specific URL, you get $50 off your first box of Green Chef.
That's a huge discount.
It's gargantuan. For $50 off your first box of Green Chef, go to greenchef.us/YOU.
Again, that's greenchef.us/YOU.
Today's episode of the Shit They Don't Tell You podcast is sponsored by Calm.
It's the number one app for sleep, meditation, and relaxation, and it was even named Apple's 2017 App of the Year. So I love that we're working with Calm right now because I've been using Calm, the app, for over a year now, and I can honestly say that it's changed my life, especially in the area of anxiety. I get a lot of anxiety. I feel overwhelmed with life constantly. I wanted to meditate, but I didn't know how. It was just really hard for me to focus on breathing. I have a lot of thoughts going through my head. But the way that the app works is you take 10 minutes of calm a day, and there's a central theme to each day to focus on, and the woman who guides you through it, her name is Tamara Lovett. She's really good, and she's really good at, if you've never meditated before, at coaching you through just how to be more mindful and present, so that when you get overwhelmed in your day-to-day life, you just are brought back to the present, and it actually helps it go away. Which I think is great. So that's why I'm just so excited to partner with Calm. And I think that you could also use it, Steve, for your sleep problems. If you have trouble sleeping, meditation's really good for that.
Yeah, but plus Calm also has a thing where they tell you sleep stories. It's like a bedtime story for grownups, which I think I would actually really enjoy that. Calm gives you the tools you need to live a happier, healthier, and more mindful life. Just 5 minutes of Calm can change your whole day. It sure has changed Nikki's.
Yep. If you head to calm.com/tellyou, TELLYOU, you will get 25% off a Calm premium subscription, which includes hundreds of hours of premium programs, including guided meditations on issues like anxiety, stress, focus, and relationships, including a brand new meditation each day called the Daily Calm. I've used pretty much all of them. I'd say 80% of them. It's really cool because they're each like 7-day programs. Anyway, for a limited time, Shit They Don't Tell You listeners can get 25% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/tellyou. That's calm.com/TELLYOU. It includes unlimited access to all of Calm's amazing content, and you can get started today. calm.com/tellyou. That's calm.com/TELLYOU.
Calm, the number one app for sleep, meditation, and relaxation. So it's hot. It's a hot summer. And you're trying to figure out what you're going to do because this summer you don't have, you know, ice on the door. You're not one of these rich people who's got a swimming pool in the
Which
backyard.
Which people have ice on their door?
Which people have swimming pools in the backyard? They have ice on the door. They have access to a lot of cold facilities that we just don't have. A lot of us don't, regular people just don't
refrigerator?
Have.
Refrigerator?
Right. So you're thinking, what am I going to do? Well, it's time to turn your bathtub into a pool. That's right. With Bath Pool, you can turn your bathtub into a swimming pool. Now, you might be wondering, how the hell do you do that?
It seems like you just fill up a bathtub with water.
Well, no, that would just be bath water, and that's not interesting.
Okay. No, yeah.
So what you do is you fill your bathtub with these great pods. They come in a little package of 18
pods.
No, these great little pods.
Oh, great pods.
They come in a package of 18 pods. They're all chlorine-based. So when you put the pod into the water, it actually adds chlorine to the bath water that allows you to have the same feeling of what it would be like if you had a swimming pool. Huh. It also gives you the exact amount of twist that you should have on the handle to get that right amount of cold for that nice pool water that when you get in, you're like, oh, this is nice and refreshing. Mm. So you know how you can't ever figure out what the right amount of cold?
Yeah.
Because like, you want to take a cold bath, but it's too cold or it's not cold enough.
It's like off a degree.
They have a little thing that you put on top of the nozzle of your bathtub, and you just turn it to that red, to the red line, and it will get that nice, like, water, like it's fresh from a nice swimming pool.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
Where can I get this?
Well, you can get it at bathpool.com. That's their website.
Bathpool.com.
And if you use the code STEVENNIKKI, you're going to get 15% off today right now. You got to use it today, though. You got it.
How much is it normally?
It's $4,800 bucks.
Wow, that's a steal.
For some chlorine pods?
Well, yeah. Wow. But that's why you got to use the code. You got to use the code.
Yes, I mean, I definitely would use the code.
Yeah, you got to use that code. It's really not worth it if you're not using the code, folks. And they don't want me to say that, but I'm a real badass, so I'm going to say it anyway.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you bet.
All right.
So we want to thank Bath Pool for sponsoring today.
Yeah, thank you so much. That was such a great sponsor.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. It's time to get a bath pool and turn your bath into a pool.
For a second, I didn't realize you were doing that. I was like, wait, what is going on? I was like, what?
These are the... That's fun.
All right. Back to burnout.
Hey, we're back.
Yes. Hey, we're back, everybody, after that great sponsor.
Oh, we love that. Cool. Thanks for checking it out.
Yeah. Well, hopefully the... Well, if it was an actual sponsor, it was a great sponsor. We're very thankful. But
no, look, if you're gonna get a, I mean, if you're gonna get a built-in pool, that's 10 G's. Bath pool is $4,800. It's just cheaper any way you slice it.
Half true. Price. But if you already have the bathtub part,
it doesn't feel like a pool. Are you? Did you even listen to this spot?
Come on.
I did. I have so many questions, but I'll save them for
after you get out of the water and you smell your.
Okay, we're done with bath pool. We're done with bath pool. But if you would like to relieve your burnout, maybe you should go for a swim.
Ah,
you know,
segue. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, good segue, right?
I like that a lot.
I feel like what I've been trying to do, and I can't tell you if it's working yet because I did not take a break from YouTube. Mm. Part of me really wants to, but
take a break from YouTube.
Yeah, but I'm too scared. I don't know. I'm scared.
Mm.
All I know. You know, if I don't have structure in my life, like, do I have a life? I don't know.
No, you know what I picture it as?
What?
It's kind of like you're like, hey, everybody, I just want to announce I'm going away, and everyone's like, oh, that's too bad or whatever. And then like a year goes by, and then you come back, and you're like, hello, everybody. It's like, and then it's like an empty room, and you're like, I'm back. And there's
nobody's
there anymore. You know what I mean? That's what your fear is,
no,
right?
No, it's not, though.
Oh, okay.
No, ooh. It's more just like I've built like my life around a structure that is mostly around YouTube. I mean, yes, I go on auditions and stuff like that still. And when I book a job outside of YouTube, I prioritize that. But YouTube's always been like a constant for the past like... almost 10 years, like 10 years of that being it. And so like not having that in my life, I'm scared. I don't know. I'm scared that I just would.
What would you do? Yeah.
Would just peter out in my life. Just like, yeah. I don't know, have babies. I just like have a bunch of babies probably. Fucking sucks.
Dang. What's the longest break you've had?
I did have a break in 2014. This is like when I had two channels going. So I had my vlog channel and I had my main channel. And I was still vlogging on my vlog channel because it didn't feel like work. Mm. And so I took a break from my main channel because that did feel like work. And I guess even then it's not really a break because I was vlogging still, but it didn't feel like work.
It was an Asian break.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
You're still working on
it. Still going.
Yeah, love it.
I don't think I can ever fully take a break.
Yeah.
I have to always feel like I'm productive. That's where I derive self-esteem from, I think, you know?
Yeah.
So, but what that being said, mm-hmm. to try to help burnout this year, I like to just, like, learn new things. Like, things that I'm completely out of my comfort zone that are is not in my realm of work, like, creative things like watercolor or like learning how and like really go deep into it, like learn techniques and like stuff that I'm never gonna make money off of, that I don't like want to make money off of, that's just for myself, that I don't even think anyone's gonna see, but I just like it makes me happy to like create and to learn how to do something and then learn how to do it well. And I don't really really need it to be like a moneymaker.
Yeah, what's your creative thing now? Like what's your outlet for that? Like when it's not the tubes?
I have no idea. I'm trying to think. Oh, maybe like plant stuff. I'm into botany.
Green thumb.
So yeah.
I just started.
Word.
Yeah.
Yo, let me know.
What's your favorite plant?
I'm
this podcast is over.
I'm into ivies. So
okay.
Because it's like it just branches out.
I do love ivies, but they're toxic to cats.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, I think a lot of maybe I'm wrong. Never
I don't
mind.
Have.
I don't know.
Pets.
I like. A,
I know nothing.
I like a good. I like a good money tree. We have a money tree. I like.
Oh, we have a money tree. Yeah.
Yeah, those are cool.
Those are cool.
With the twisty trunks or whatever.
Yeah, the bamboo
those are
type
cool.
looking.
Yeah. Those
are mm-hmm. What's funny is like you mentioned that I downloaded an app last night at like 2 a.m. where you take a picture of a plant and it'll tell you what it is.
That's so dope.
Like
what is the app?
You doing this shit at 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
Come
dude,
on.
This
man.
Is my people.
Come on, dude.
It's like Gardenia. Yeah. Not sponsored still.
Such a good boy at 2 a.m.
Yeah, right? It's just, I get crazy at
night.
I'm looking at plants. It's wild.
Dude, that's literally what I do. Like, all I'm looking at is how to redecorate our bedroom.
Oh, my God. Interior design is so much fun.
Yes.
Dude, she'll just stand there in the doorway, like, for 45 minutes. And I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm visualizing.
That's true.
Have you ever tried the 3D model things on your phone, like the AR?
What?
Like the artificial, yeah, like
no.
reality. You can, I,
like
yeah.
it's Pokemon Go, but you see a room?
Yeah, so like you take your room that you have
yeah.
currently,
yeah.
and then you can place Dude, certain
see,
things
this was
in
my
there.
Idea.
Oh, that was your
That
idea.
Was my app idea
Here
like
go.
4 years
Here we
ago.
Go.
But I don't know how to build an app, you know?
Yeah.
This is like I've been married 20 years. I'm like, here we go.
You could have been a billionaire.
Yeah. I know. And then I was like, then you can link like the furniture that you're dropping. You can link where to buy it so that if people fall in love with it, then you can get deals with all these stores so that, you know, because they'd want you to promote their shit.
Right.
And your, and
hey,
your
maybe
app.
You'll sue and win. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I think
totally.
It could
intellectual
happen.
Property.
I did talk about it to an app designer before, but then I never followed up because I got scared. I was like, I don't know how much is involved in this.
Too bad.
Yeah.
You could have been burned out with like $1 billion in the bank.
I yeah. just saw like how many lawyers do I have to talk to like own this idea.
But that's how people get rich is because they're like, I'm going to follow through on this shit.
But they're already rich. So they already have
yeah,
money,
that's
like
true.
Invest
that's
like capital
fair.
To like start. And I'm like, I don't have capital. If I did, I would be making my own show. Like,
yeah. Dude, I spent, this is why I'm not rich. I spent 20 minutes looking at how to open a Taco Bell and I was like, nah, fuck this shit.
Really?
Hard.
Like a franchise?
I was like, this so shit's fun. Hard, dude.
You're like, I'm going to fucking open a Taco
yeah,
Bell.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to open a fucking Taco Bell. That shit would be the sickest thing ever. I got my own Taco Bell. I could probably host weddings and shit in it.
You couldn't even figure out how to operate the camera.
I did the camera today. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but today, how many times have you done it?
Honey, we're on the air. I would rip your
shit. Yeah,
you
okay, sorry.
No,
I didn't mean to.
Thank
I
you.
Didn't mean to.
No,
he knows how to operate a camera.
Bell would be super sick.
I thought franchising was... I have no idea.
Very lucrative. Unless you got a fucking Subway. Sorry, dude. Damn, dude. It's over for you, dude.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
those guys
I think...
are getting killed.
Really?
Yeah, Subway owners are getting destroyed out there. Because Subway corporate is telling everybody... I don't know how I know this shit. Subway corporate is telling everyone, hey, we're pushing those $5 footlongs. And all these mom-and-pop Subway owners are like, hey, you're killing us with the fucking $5 footlongs. Nobody's buying anything else. Like, we're getting destroyed on the margins, man. You're fucking killing us. And Subway corporate's like, you fucking sell these fucking sandwiches. Like, that's basically
you're
what's actually happening. Yeah, you're fucking
gonna
good.
Like it.
Shove the sandwich down people's throats for $5 each, okay? And people are like, people are getting ice bars with it. We're fucking losing our ass out here. And somebody comes like, we don't give a shit. And then they're like, well, you still better pay your corporate fees because we're gonna be running these fucking commercials, these $5 footlong commercials up your fucking ass.
Yeah, showing those footlongs up your ass.
Oh yeah,
oh,
man.
God.
These people are getting destroyed.
Damn.
I was at a Subway recently just because I was like, damn, I feel bad.
It was a pity. It was like a pity sandwich
buy. Yeah, well, I saw like. A real mom and pop one, and then I was like, nah, I'm gonna go to the Subway. I feel bad for these people, man. And I walked in, and this lady and her husband, I'm not even kidding it right now. This lady and her husband was sitting at a table, like looking at each other like this shit. And I walked in, and they're like, oh,
people over here.
And the lady gets up and she's like, welcome, young man, hello. And then she gets behind the counter and it takes her like a little longer than I would have liked for her to put on the plastic gloves. And then she slowly made my sandwich and nobody else was in there. You could have heard a fucking dime drop in there. It was crazy.
Dude, every time I go into Subway, there's like flies everywhere. That's
yeah,
why
dude,
I stopped
what?
Going. I stopped going because it was not eat fresh.
Ew.
It was like eat fly.
Yeah, it
Fuck
was
that.
Like that.
Yeah.
It was eat fresh
yeah.
flies.
Eat fresh flies if you want.
Yeah.
That was pretty nuts.
I went to a Subway 2 days ago. And
were there flies?
Were you starving?
Flies.
There was nothing else
well,
in the area.
Well,
I'm
glad they cleaned
closed,
up their
right?
act.
It was like midnight, yeah. And so I ended
oh,
up
flies
just...
go to sleep at midnight.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's yeah. chill. No, I talked to a homeless guy for like 15 minutes. I had a really good conversation
and he was
with
the
him.
Owner. yeah, they're getting dick, man.
Like,
I'm telling
man,
you.
Subway corporate.
Yeah.
They don't even do $5 footlongs anymore.
No, they do. They're pushing it hard, man.
Really?
I saw a billboard on the way here. They're pushing it hard.
Oh, maybe it's the not the right
one. I don't
ones,
think
then.
You went
yeah,
to a Subway.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah,
he's like, went. There were no flies. They don't have $5 footlongs. It was called Domino's.
I was one of those yeah. businesses, too, where you're in an old Subway, but it's called John's Way, and they kept the way, but it's like now they have like another name in front of
Shut
it.
Up.
Really? Oh, yeah. I've seen a bunch of those. We actually live by one of those.
What?
Yeah, it's not a John's Way. But it's like an old pizza place that like they took the Little Caesars sign and they kept like half of it and the first part of it is just different letters and it's like a Thai place.
Saving money.
So, yeah, exactly. I love it. I would
Capital.
Do the same thing.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
I was when I was really into studying business and stuff, I was like 19 and I was like super into how to start businesses and how to invest and all this stuff. And I was reading about franchises and this was at the time, 2007, there was a statistic that I read that if you were to start a McDonald's restaurant, which McDonald's is very successful, you're like guaranteed pretty much success, but you don't make money off the first 5 years. Every year after that, you're guaranteed $1 million a year. But it takes about 5 years for them to actual start profiting and making money.
And then you got employees too, and it's like, you know, can't come in today. Overhead. I gotta go work the thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Aren't there more Subways than there are McDonald's in the world?
I don't know, because McDonald's...
By the way, if you're still here listening to this, God bless you. God fucking bless you.
Random shit.
This is what we do when we're burnt out. We talk about shit that's, like, not work.
I guess.
Well, I guess you don't want to hear my cool thing.
No, I do.
McDonald's.
I want to hear a cool thing.
Fun fact.
McDonald's is actually more known for their real estate. Like, they pick the best locations.
I read that.
And they own a lot of real estate. Like, the I want to say majority, but I feel like people will correct me on it. I don't know. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if it's true that they own a lot of real estate. And they even, I think, had their own like potato farm, like potato, like a huge plot of land to grow their own potatoes for their french fries. Like they own like a potato island.
Interesting.
Where they like.
I don't know if anybody cares, but
I think it's interesting.
I will go deep on McDonald's because I used to think that their shit was tight, dude.
I used to think
that their french fries was the dopest motherfucking french fries you ever had in your life.
Oh, hell.
And then what happened? Morgan Spurlock happened. Now, I like Morgan Spurlock, and I thought that documentary was cool and shit.
That was good.
But
the founder? Or is that?
The Super Size Me one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Morgan Spurlock. Sorry.
Yeah, Spurlock. Wrong person. Yeah, no, you're good. So I remember I watched that documentary, and it was great and all. But then all of a sudden, McDonald's was like, yo, we gotta get fit. We gotta sell salads. We gotta sell apples. And I'm like, nobody comes here for fucking salads and apples, you assholes. Like, your shit sucks when you're not selling the regular shit. Like, you gotta be slinging burgers at me. I don't want your original fucking fire roasted chicken salad. Like, that sucks.
No.
Leave me alone.
Fuck that.
And then they changed their fry recipe. They're like, don't worry, guys. We took all the unhealthy shit out of the french fries, so now it's kind of healthy a little bit. And it's like, no, dude, now it tastes bad. Like, just leave me alone. Just leave my McDonald's alone.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
We're still talking about McDonald's?
Yeah, really I get passionate. Pissed, man. I'm a fat kid. I want that. I want it to be back. I want the old fries back.
In France, they sell tomatoes in McDonald's.
What?
Did you know that?
They sell whole tomatoes?
No, it's like those little apple
cherry
slices.
Cherry tomato?
But it's cherry tomato.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Really?
Fuck that.
That's,
I got them for fun, and then I was like, is just tomatoes.
Are they just sugar? Like injected with sugar?
No, just straight up real tomatoes. And like, I guess they were kind of sweet, so probably.
They don't McDonald'sify them?
No.
They come in like little McDonald's packages, though?
It's like a toy inside.
Because like they used to get in trouble for injecting their salad with sugar. Sugar water.
I know, like they can't help themselves.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, really? You didn't have to do this?
They're like, how are we supposed to make the rest of the United States obese if we can't make the salad?
Exactly. That's exactly what I think it is. That's so funny. I love that.
Do you think another part of burnout is like not feeling like anything you do is good enough? Because I feel like I feel like that's kind of what I got, a point that I got to also when I was feeling
I think that there's bad. A standard that we all create in our brains as to what we make versus what we actually make.
Yeah.
And so we feel like we have to reach this impossible standard that we've created, that we think we've created, but we really haven't created.
No.
And mostly people just see you for what you are, but you see yourself as like something else.
That's exactly it. Yeah. Like for example, when I felt more free on my second channel than my first, that's all in my head. Like nobody, it doesn't make sense to other people who are like, oh, you do personality videos, like doing vlogs and personality videos, it's like the same thing, like whatever. But in my head, it was just like so much freer on my second channel. Because it was like, you could mess up, you could do whatever, and it's just like extra videos. It's not like, oh, this is the video you were waiting for, you know?
Right, exactly.
And I don't know, it is in your head, but it's just like...
It's entirely in your head. That's the only place it exists.
But how do you...
We all do it.
How do you get rid of that, you know?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
See, that's what all I can do, or all I've been doing this year that I think has been working is just creating new things that give me self-esteem, and then I have more self-esteem when I do my work.
Mm.
Like I have more confidence in
doing. Like storing self-esteem like a fucking bear
basically.
For the winter.
I'm like, oh shit, I've got so good at watercolor. I'm good at things.
Wow.
That's like a tear running down. Yeah. I'm great. I love myself.
For real.
Yeah. I definitely deal with like perfectionism, like dealing with like, oh, this fucking two frames are off on this video.
Are you half Japanese?
I'm half Japanese.
Okay. And what's the other half?
Which is white.
Yeah, okay.
Fuck
so
that.
I'm half Filipino, half white, too.
Oh, word.
And we've talked, this is a recent discovery that,
and I'm
like,
all white.
That, like,
just in case you didn't know.
Thank you.
Was the most obvious shit. I knew that one.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I knew that one. But, like, a recent discovery was that, like, people that were raised with an Asian parent, like, tend to have more perfectionistic qualities. And I didn't really put that together before. But it makes so much sense because my dad is the Asian one, and he's like super perfectionist, and then I'm like get really perfectionist, but then my I feel like my white side's like, no, you should relax, man, you're doing great.
No, dude, it's all chill, dude.
Yeah, it's too, like, smoke a bowl, like, go like, surfing,
beer,
whatever,
dude.
Like, have a beer, we're all chilling, whatever. Yeah. And I'm just like, no, I gotta stay up like till 1 a.m. like fixing each frame.
Yeah.
Like, is that a piece of a hair in the middle of my head? Like, it's just one hair.
I'm reshooting everything.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, it's I 100% relate.
Yeah.
You know, it's pain. Because, like, yeah, you kind of just, it's instilled in you, right? It's also interesting that your father is the Asian one. That's kind of,
I don't know. Different. It's different. Yeah, mostly, it's usually the mother that's Asian.
Yeah, and that's what it is for my case. But
oh, yeah.
We should have a battle. What's better, right?
Yeah.
Oh, is it because, like, soldiers would come back with wives? Is that why?
Soldiers.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Back
I think it's
war.
Just like, for some reason. Well, there's many things. I think there's many factors going on. Like, there's some Asian wives that are, like, fresh off the boat for me. I don't really let us say fresh off the boat. I'm going to say it.
I think
my family's
chill.
Fresh off the boat. But, like, there's, like, the fresh off the boat kind with the shows. Remember the shows we're watching?
Oh, yeah, the shows are the best.
Where, like, old guys, like, go poach Thailand girls.
We
and, like,
love this
mail order type shit.
Yeah, yes. Basically, like, they're talking to them online for a long time. Then they go over and they meet the family and then they take them to America.
But they're all weird dudes who couldn't score in America.
Yeah,
so they're always just like the most awkward people, and they're all just like hello, I think that you're really nice, and it's like, oh Jesus, like, I just feel so bad for this girl, and then her family's always like, hello, like, it's like that, like a lot of stoic faces and confused looks, and this like crazy looking dude who basically just looks like the fucking Michelin man's like walking around this tiny little Thai girl. And it's like, where are the cops? Where are the police?
Yeah.
But I think there's a thing, too, even with, like, American Asians, like, American Asian girls that are like, girls that maybe first generation, second generation, there's a lot of tiny Asians that are attracted to tall white guys.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's a big thing.
That's
it's
for
kind
sure.
of like, like, there's a lot of blondes and black guys, like, blonde girls and black guys that, like, and, like, that's a stigma with like, black girls are always like, why are you not dating other black women,
right.
You know? And so with Asian men, there a lot of times it's like, why are you not,
same
why
thing,
are all
right.
these Asian girls dating, not dating Asian men,
I
you
see.
Know? But it's just, it is odd for my parents where it's, like, the Asian dad with the white woman. I don't know why that is, but my mom grew up in Hawaii, so she really liked island guys. And there's a lot of Filipinos in Hawaii, and so I think when she came back to California and she met my dad, she was like, he's one of them.
Yeah, I feel like it's a lot of media, too. Like, Asians just in general grow up watching, like, Hollywood and stuff that. And, like, always these, like, nice white dudes.
Stars.
Yeah, and then and the same thing, like, the guys watch, like, Asians, and it's like a kind of like a kink fetish thing.
Yeah,
like,
there's
fever.
A lot of that, man.
Interesting.
It's so weird. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and do people think that you're Asian?
Depends.
Do Asians think you're Asian?
They know that I'm
mixed
or something. Yeah, they know I'm ethically, because I'm ethically ambiguous.
Yeah.
And they just know that I'm not white.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can be white passing. But
it's funny, you just look like a regular white guy to me.
Really?
Yeah. No, I knew
exactly.
You were Asian.
But she noticed.
Anyway. Yeah.
But to me, I'm like, you're one of my people, man. Come on, man. You're one of me, man.
My
Come
way.
On, dude. Come
really?
On. Oh, yeah.
I actually don't get that often at all.
Really?
Yeah. No.
I think I'm also really bad at this, though.
Yeah, you are really
because,
bad.
Like, I tell Nikki,
and age
yes. and everything. Like, one time it was so bad. One time we were at a party, and there's this lady who's like, yo, I was like, how old are you? And she's like, I'm 35. And I was like, shit, you're 35? And I walked up to Nikki. I was like, yo, this chick is only 35. And then Nikki's like, yeah.
Really? Like, it was like
no,
that?
No, you were like, I can't believe this chick is 35. She looks so much younger. But I was like,
Nikki's like, this bitch looks like she was fucking 40.
Yo, 47. I didn't say that.
Well, no, but you know what I'm
That's
saying?
That's so was, mean.
No, I know, but you know what I'm saying?
But you're making it sound like I was mean. I wasn't mean at all.
No, I know, but you were like, I'm talking about how bad I am at analyzing age and things.
Because I personally get mad when anyone makes like fat jokes or like age jokes. So I would never be like, do that pictures.
No,
but that's the way that Steve impersonates me, and it's incriminating.
Well,
but this is not true. He's sabotaging my.
It's a dead-on impression.
Anyway, I get mistaken as Latina a lot, so well, I get offended that I'm not invited to any Asian things because I'm not Asian enough. But then I'm not invited to Latina things because they find out I'm not actually Latina. So then I don't get invited to anything. I have no people.
Yeah, that's always hard because you don't really know which way or like where within that spectrum you like align.
Yeah,
because the people on both sides are like, no, you're the other side.
Right, yeah. And to me...
And I'm like, you're one of me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. To me, I was like, I don't know if this is true for you, but growing up, I didn't feel like there was anyone that I related to on TV. Like, I didn't think I looked like anyone, and I wanted to be an actress, but I was like, I guess I can't be an actress because I don't look like them. I wanted to be blonde and white so bad.
Right.
But then when I got to the age like of acting, like, the age where I began acting professionally.
The age of acting.
The age of acting, yeah. Well, I started acting when I was a kid, but like when I started taking it professionally, like doing it professionally, that was in. Like Ethnically Ambiguous was in.
Yeah.
And so I felt like, yay, we're finally getting represented, or like there's a lot more dark skin, dark hair, like whether you're Asian or black or Latina or whatever. I was just happy that there were more people than just white people on TV. But then people started being like, but you're not one of us. And then I'm like, damn it, yes I am.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing that made me annoyed. How did we get on this topic?
This is not burnout, dude. What the hell's going on here?
Well, you got something to say about burnout? You have 5 minutes.
Okay, so I think that if you're burned out there, suck it the hell up, like my grandpa would say. Like, what the hell you got to complain about? Another thing my grandpa would say. Like, just show up for work every day. That's the third thing he would say. Like, who cares you're burnt out? Like, your life is good. Just having the opportunity to work on what you, like, dream of is not something a lot of people in the world have had, like, traditionally. Like, if you look throughout history, like, they had to worry about survival. And you have an opportunity to work on the shit that you think is dope. Like, maybe after your job or before your job or whatever the hell it is. So just try to do that. Like, that's what I think.
No, I like that.
Yeah, and I think it's the hardest thing for me was, like, learning that self-care is actually important. I thought it was such a myth before. I thought it was just, like something lazy. Like, I associate it with, like, being, like, lazy. Like, you're relaxing too much. Like, you should be working. It's not efficient. You should be more productive. But now I'm realizing that you can't. You're actually less productive and less efficient if you don't actually incorporate self-care. And that's been the hardest thing for me. Like, I have to force myself to relax, and I'm terrible at relaxing. He knows. I'm, like, terrible at relaxing.
Better, yeah.
I, like, try to relax, and I'm thinking of, like, 1,000 things, and then I get stressed out over those 1,000 things.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, now that I'm relaxing, let me redecorate this bedroom. Shit. What can I put in this corner? Oh, that doesn't match. I hate this wall color.
And I just get stressed out. If I ask her a question while she's quote-unquote relaxing, she's like, I'm trying to relax. It's like that. It's fucking hilarious. It's like she's in a mode.
Yeah, so, like, I was reading this article on Psychology Today, and they said, like, if the normal methods of meditation and like deep breathing exercises don't work for you, because with a lot of high octane people, I don't know if with a lot of high
Fast
octane
and Furious
people,
watches,
that traditional stress management doesn't work, and that's okay. And one idea is to go on an extreme vacation, which is not a vacation for a long time. It's a vacation where there's challenges involved, where, like, you go hiking or skydiving.
What website,
like,
are you on?
What is this?
High-octane extreme vacation. Are you on MonsterEnergy.com?
Sponsored, like, by Monster.
Yeah,
it's
like a promotional thing for, like, going into rallycross.
But it kind of aligns with what I was talking about before, where, like, you're doing something challenging that, like, builds your self-esteem while you're also taking a break from work.
That's interesting. Yeah. Where would you guys go then in that scenario?
Dude, when we went to Bali, that was so fun.
Oh, I
want to
go.
We went on this, like, crazy hike that took you to like the secret garden type of like waterfall area, and then we slid down this natural 25-foot waterfall. Like you looked, it looked like you would die, like if you slid down it. But this local boy did it, and then we were like,
we
oh,
had to
shit.
Watch the local
like,
boy go first.
If he didn't die,
yeah. And then my friend who's tiny, she did it next, and she lived. So I was like, okay, I'll do it. And it was so exhilarating.
It was awesome.
I really feel like that was the only vacation I truly felt rejuvenated after, where I was like ready to go back to work. And it might have been because of those high octane activities.
Hey.
Wow. Well, it's like you're doing a brand deal here. That was tight.
TripAdvisor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Forget New Bali was the name of that tour.
Did you guys like film it or anything though?
We did.
Like, you did kind of work.
Oh, I did kind of work.
Yeah, you were definitely vlogging the whole time.
But so here's the thing: I just love documenting things, even if no one sees them. So I did end up editing it later and like posting it. But I had just bought a drone, and that was the first time I ever used a drone, and it was so fun. Like yeah, I was just having so much fun droning. I didn't think I would love it that much. It was so fun, and I learned all these different things you could do on the drone. And then I had to look up editing techniques with drone footage, you know, and I was like happy again. Like it was like I was actually
experimenting, having fun, like
and
new
those
formats.
Videos did not get very many views, but I didn't give a shit. Like I loved it. Like I loved making those. Anyway, those are my final thoughts. I think
I like it. Final thoughts on burnout.
What I do personally is go look in the mirror and say, stop giving a fuck. No one gives a shit. I've started doing that within the last couple of months.
That's tight.
It's kind of helping.
It's kind of like affirmations.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But like tough affirmations. Like you're like, hey, fuck you. Fuck you.
Yeah. Flip yourself off. Yeah. Bitch.
But if that's to you, right? You're like, come on, man. Nobody gives a shit, right? Like that kind of thing.
Yeah. No, I bring all my friends in to the bathroom. I'm like, hey, guys, just real quick. Yeah. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Nobody gives a shit about you, man.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Nice. No, that's pretty much it.
Oh, and actually like creating content that you like have joy with. Like every time now I'm like, do I actually like this, or is it just because people are gonna get mad if I don't post this? And
that makes sense.
I like that. I think that's, we're all getting in a healthy direction.
Amen.
Cool.
I just don't wanna get fucking demonetized because I got fucking rolled on that shit,
what?
Man. I just don't wanna get demonetized, dude.
Demonetized.
Because I got
sometimes
wrecked.
You mumble and I don't
I got completely wrecked.
Yeah. True.
It's always fun.
Well, anyway, on that note, thank you so much for being here, Motoki. Where can they find you?
Pornhub.com/Motoki.
A lot of self-jerk videos. Those are really cool.
Yeah.
You need a lot of positive speeches while you do it. That's great.
Like very, very nice advice. No. You just Google my name, Motoki, MOTOKI, something will pop up.
Cool.
That's what I tell people.
That's badass, dude. Yeah. I wish I could do that. Hey,
that's
just
true.
Google
it is
Steve,
a very
you'll
unique
see.
Name.
It's you'll like, see. Hey, man, I'm on page fucking 3,000. Like, you know, there's
just
been a lot
Steve.
Of Steve's, man. Yeah, you can just say it with his first name on the site.
Damn. Also, if you would like us to talk about a topic that you don't think we've talked about yet, feel free to email me at podcast@nikki.limo. That's podcast@nikki.limo.
If you want to critique Nikki's face or body, that's the same email.
No, you should go to my YouTube comment section where everyone else does that.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Of course.
I'm just kidding. I like my audience. I love my audience. I love them. They're great. I'm not pregnant.
Why didn't anyone tell me?